as we do hear his call. And his call is his love to us. You know, the Lord says, I am a jealous God. And you know what he's telling us? He says, I want you all to myself. I'm not going to share you with anybody or any other thing or any spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So we hear that call and it works in our hearts. Here I am, Lord, yours. Would you bow your heads, Heavenly Father? We're so thankful for you. All that you are, all that you have, all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do, it's your love. Now we thank you, Lord, for calling us out of the world unto yourself. Thank you for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, a desire to follow you, to walk with you, to yield to your spirit. How great is our God. Oh, Father, we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus. Now we have confidence that you'll take over and have the preeminences here this morning. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks. You may be seated. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. God bless you all. Nice to have some visitors. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, Mother's Day. Here it is. We made it to another one. You know, I like Mother's Day, don't you guys? And I just want to tell all our dear sisters how much I love you all. I appreciate you. And how thankful we are for them. And sort of everything we're going to speak on today is for you girls. And you know, I always extend Mother's Day beyond the mothers to just all our sisters, because of what you all mean to the Lord, and we're so thankful for all of you, for you shining in lights in this dark world. And as it turns out, we've been in John 17, bringing it forward, and the way the Lord works is simply this part of John 17 works out perfect for Mother's Day, so I'll be bringing some points out, but we want to honor you. So would you, girls, all of you, stand up and let's pray over you. Thank you, Lord. You're precious to us. Oh, Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for you in our lives, for you inhabiting these vessels for your glory. Our dear sisters, they carry the brunt of the world. Us guys blend in, they don't. They stick out like crazy. And you've given them guts, strength, fortitude to stand as oddballs in this world. But I'm just asking, Heavenly Father, your hand on each one. Bless them mightily. Surround them with your love. Protect them, Father, and provide for them. Guard over them and hold their hearts in your hands, Lord. So we thank you for them. We ask that you bless them, Lord, in every way possible, according to your perfect will. Commit them with thanksgiving now into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, dear sisters. All right. Now, did you do it? As usual, would you please stop by and tell Philip how much you appreciate him? Because I have these notes, and then I felt it this morning. I thought, oh, my goodness, I better scramble them. So I gave him a note before church. Can you do this here and this here and this here? Brother Greg, love you, dear brother. Glad you're here. God is our strength. You know, here we've said it for so many years. Kingdom men with kingdom hearts. Okay? And no matter what circumstances say or do, okay, we don't go by circumstance, do we? So here's Abraham and Noah and Moses down to Joshua and Caleb and Elijah. So here the world screams everything opposite to what God said. Okay? Right? That doesn't matter because that doesn't change what God said. So, I know all of us, there's this thing that Satan uses, pain, you know? How many of you, when you're in pain, find it easy to pray? All right? When you're in pain, you just have to fight against everything. To fight through, and sometimes all you can say, Lord, I can't. I'm just trying to overcome this, so I'm counting on the prayers of others. Right? So Brother Greg, we're with you. My wife Mary going through it. Thank you, Lord, for your prayers for her. And so many. Sister Diane Cozanders. I don't know. It's interesting times, isn't it? All right. Let's get into the Word. And again, thank you, dear Philip. So we're going into John 17 again. And what comes up today, I'm taking some quotes, and what really hit my heart and has for a long time is things that Brother Brandon preached in It is the Rising of the Sun. And we'll read some of those quotes. But he says, the essence of the gospel is to prove him alive in this day. To prove. And that's all of our duty. So, okay, sisters. I love you so much. All of you. This is for you. And so I'm not doing this. I want to be careful. So that's why I rearranged. You can take this. Oh, Hoffman. No, I'm doing this because you're already doing it. And I'm encouraging us to do it more. Let's do this. But our sisters are already doing this so much more than just dressing hair. We'll get into that, okay? I just want you to know where I'm coming from. Oh, I better get my thing out. My this. Okay. So this is John 17, but it's also so many things the prophet says in this day, and I love the message, Rising of the Sun, which we all do. But this is what we're to be doing. Okay. A little different than normal. Okay. So, would you stand with me? Because this is our text. Stand in honor of the word. Okay. 14 to 20. This is perfectly fitting for this day. Okay. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them.
So,
because they're not of the world.
No son del mundo.
Even as I am not of the world.
Como yo soy del mundo.
I pray not that you should take them out of the world.
No ruego que las del mundo.
But that you should keep them from the evil. Amen to that, right?
Amen a eso.
They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Del mundo, como yo soy del mundo.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Isn't that... We don't think of that very often, but the truth of that, sanctified by truth, not by your actions, sanctified by what he places in you, right? As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I sent them into the world. There you go. That's it. Okay? And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which might believe on me through their word. Thanks. You may be seated. All right. So this is that section, and it's a very important. So many times we ride over these verses and go to the other verses. The ones that stick out to us more. But this is where he says, this is what I have been in the world. He says, now I'm asking you to be what I've been in the world. Right? Don't you love him? Isn't it amazing how many things you see in Scripture? I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Right? And then he says, I can't do anything without my Father. In John 15, you can't do anything without me. Right? So many things we see in the Scripture that the Lord Jesus, in his relationship with the eternal spirit part of him, so mysterious. But now he's doing that same thing and saying, hey, this is now applies to you. Okay? So, 5 points here in these verses. I've given him my word and the world hates it. Okay? So, number one, we're not comfortable. We're not going to be comfortable. We're not to be comfortable. Okay? We're not comfortable in this world because he placed his what? Unwelcomed word. Is that the truth? And we are one with it. Okay, John 17. I've given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So here is this. So in this area of being a witness for him, what he's telling us, it's not going to be easy, or it's not going to be welcomed, or it's not going to be fun, but so what? Right? Okay. Number two, okay, verse 15, I pray that not it don't take us out of the world, but keep us. So, number two, we're in the world, but we're not of it, as he says in other scriptures. Okay. Then, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. He said, verse 3, he set us, number 3, he set aside for his service through his truth. Okay? That's kingdom people, right? That's Joshua in the midst of people who didn't receive his word, surrounded by people that are resistant. But he has the truth in his mind, and because of that, I want you to think about that. Joshua was set aside by God because of what was in his heart, what he placed in his heart. Same with you, right? Sanctify them through thy truth. He set us aside for his service by what he placed in us. Make sense? Okay, number four. Okay, he sends us into the world. There you go. Same as the Father sent him. Verse 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, so have I sent them into the world. So, get out there. And this is a really good poke to me. You know? Sometimes I have been so offended by the spirits out there. I'm just confessing this. This is for years past. The spirits, the lies, the deceit. I sometimes want to go in my house and lock the doors and draw the curtains and put on my music and hide. It's not what he asked us to do, is it? Get out there and fight. Get there into the battlegrounds. Go out there where it's uncomfortable, because that's what I did. Okay? It's an important one. Number five. He prays for all who will believe through his word and the life in them sent from him through his JNC. Okay? Yeah. Now, Lenore, you already know where I'm going, don't you? I can see by the smile on her face. He prays for all those who will believe through his word and life sent out from him. All right, guys.
Okay.
Read it out loud with me. Which one of us have ever thought of verse 20 as anything other than past tense? All you've thought about is the apostles and the prophets and the church ages. Huh? So let's take a new twist. Read the next line. Which one of us has ever thought of that verse like this? Jesus was praying for those who will believe through me. Oh, really? That adds a new dimension to everything, doesn't it? Well, second one, last line. Read it out loud with me, would you? Jesus is praying for those whose lives are affected by his life shining out through me. So verse 20, okay, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word coming out from you today, here. Okay. He didn't ask us to go lock the house and draw the drapes and cut us off. Okay? Build little cloisters and wear brown robes and shave the top of our heads and be uncomfortable. But be at peace. Be at peace in your uncomfortableness, because I am with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's where it comes from, and this is the whole thing of showing him alive. It scares us. Witnessing scares us. Oh, what am I asking you to do? Am I asking you? Okay. Am I going to judge everybody?
No.
Are you out there witnessing today? Who did you talk to? What did you say? We too often sell ourselves short when we consider him using us to speak his word. It's true.
Cuando consideramos a él usándonos para hablar su palabra.
True? Oh, Nate, come on. Do you think of yourself as a great witnesser? Micah? Don? I'm the shy guy that hides in the shell, but he's getting me out of it lately. Okay. Our sisters understand they're not to preach the word. That's true. But they know that their life language, I hope they know that, is truly a God-inhabited sermon that speaks of the glories of his kingdom. I hope you realize that. Pam, do you realize that? It's true. Okay. Now, this is a quote. Here we go, guys. Brother Branham has been speaking of Joseph and Mary. And he says, what does it teach us right here before we hit our text? Here's what it teaches us. God can use every faculty of our being if it's committed or surrendered unto him. I love this. He can use our mind, our dreams, our subconscious, our first conscious, our tongue, our songs, our eyes. Everything that we have can be used of God if it's committed to God. There you go. Everything that you are, committed to God. He'll use every outlet and every part of you. He'll use it. Now, this is my whole approach. We don't want to go out. We don't need programs. We need to be yielded vessels. No matter what it is, he'll use it. Oh, look at this. If it's sanctified to his purpose and calling. Well, what did Jesus say? Before he sends them out, look at verse 17 and 18 together in your Bibles. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And then next, so the sanctification is necessary to go in out. Okay, as I have sent them into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Okay, did you go to the 17? Bless you. He's just the greatest. Thank you, Philip. Okay, here's the point. I pray that you receive this with joy and not as a pastoral challenge. I challenge you. Here's my heart this morning, guys. I don't want to come across as, oh, you have to. Oh, you better be out there in your own witnessing program. I know for some this comes as natural as breathing. Right? People just are. Have you ever seen people? They can walk up to anybody and 2 seconds later, like David, they're talking about the Lord. And Laura, Stephen's that way. Okay, natural as breathing. While others find it difficult to vocalize anything, like Natalie and me. I want to be a librarian so I don't have to talk to anybody, right? We don't want anything manufactured or done out of fear or not measuring up to somebody's standards. That's not my point today. You with me? Okay, so what is my point and how do we do this? So let's go on. The reason I'm bringing this up today is this. A, it fits right in with our study, John 17. The Lord works it out perfect. Look at our dear sisters are already being that now. You're already there. You're already telling it. Sisters, you don't know how much you mean to me. I love you all so much. Thank you for just standing for him in this day. You are all faithful witnesses of the Lord Jesus. And I'm not limiting this to your long hair and dress. I watch you. He watches you. He sees. Listen, dear sisters, it's what emanates out from you as you go into the world. Your gentle spirits. When you go into a restaurant, I see your patience with a server who's having a bad day. Your lovely smiles to those you encounter. I hear your burdens in prayer, to be in prayer for those in need. And your hearts, I love for just being there for one another. So you're already this. If anything today, let's expand this. Let's grow from it, okay? So you know my heart. I'm not coming with it. I just, let's do this. Look at this, my dear sisters here. Your wonderful attitudes of your willingness to be helpful. I see it all over the place. These are the things the prophet spoke of. I'm thinking of the message, rising of the sun. This is the beautiful sermon your life speak. And my dear brothers, you amazingly wonderful brothers. Love you all so much. Thank God for you. You shine as lights in the dark world of unbelief. You all are what the prophet spoke of as lights of the God in the dark mass of gaiety. And I see his nature shining through you all. Love you all, my dear brothers and sisters. Kudos to each one of you for him in you. His nature shines through you all. So now that you see my heart, we can get. In the song we sing, Winds of Faith, we sing, do not struggle, it's by grace. Isn't that the truth? It is. Look at paradox message. Moses and Joshua couldn't have the same ministry at the same time. One had to die, one goes in. Law proceeded. Okay. But grace takes us in, Joshua. Now what he said? It's absolutely is by grace. So let's stay surrendered and yielded. And here's the whole thing. If we can just do this, we will fulfill what the prophet and the scriptures say. Okay? Peter, read it out, that last line. Would you read it out loud with me? Just let him shine through us. There you go. Just let him shine. Okay, here. Yeah, it's the word. Okay. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Okay. What's the next three words? And holy nation, sanctified by the truth. See, this is John 17. Paul knew the scriptures, and even though he wasn't there when Jesus preached or spoke those words, I believe Jesus spoke those words in the spirit to him. 2.5 years in the desert, because what he says here is exactly John 17. Okay? That you should show forth the praises of him. There you go. That's it. Let's do that. Let's show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness. Let's do that. Let's go out into the world. Don't go home, lock the doors, and pull the curtains. Okay. Let's go out where it's uncomfortable. But the peace that passes understanding. The love of God and the peace that passes understanding will be you in that uncomfortable situation. Okay, that we should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Okay? which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Oh, how thankful, huh? Do you know what? Do you know that you can just go express that? So, sisters, come on. I want you to think about that. Go out and testify. You can't preach. You can't handle the word, but you can testify. You know what? I didn't have mercy, but I obtained mercy. Can I tell you that that same mercy is out there for you? Do you know how many people need to hear these things? And this is something you can talk. You, hey, how to be thankful, how to be praised. I obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from your fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. Okay, this is how he wants us to live. Okay, having your conversation, your lifestyle, life order, honest among the Gentiles, that where they speak evil, you see. I've given him their word and the world hates him. See, John 17 is all through this. Speak against, they speak against you as evildoers. Well, they have to. They might buy your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. There you go. There's John 17 all through there. Okay, I want to look at the WEST translation. Whoops. There. Because, he just brings things, beautiful things out of the Greek. Okay, but as for you, you're a race chosen out. King priests. There you go. Sanctified. Set apart nation. You're set apart. You, isn't that beautiful? Say that to yourself. I am set apart. I am formed for his possession. Take that personally. In order that you might, here we go. Why? Why did he do this? He wants you to be light. Get out of your house. Get out of your closets. Get where it's uncomfortable. In order that you might proclaim abroad. Isn't that beautiful? The excellencies of the one who called you out of darkness. Called you into participation. Isn't that beautiful? Not to see it, not to believe it, but participation with his marvelous light. Go do that. Go out. Go in the world. This is what he sanctified me for. This is what he called me for. This is why he set me apart. Go out. Be a light. Who at one time were not a people, but now are God's people. Who were not subjects of mercy, but now have become objects of mercy. What a thing to think. You can pray, look at what God gave me. Look at how he showed mercy to me. Look at how he saved me. Okay, a little bit different today, isn't it? But here we are. Then he goes on. Divinely loved ones, I beg you. Now, here's John 17. You're in the world, but not of it. Okay, the world hates you because the word is in you. I beg of you. That's somebody pleading. It's deep in their heart. As aliens and those who have settled down alongside a pagan people. There you go. Yeah. Not us? Come on, you guys. That's where he wants us. Okay. Should be constantly holding yourself back from the passionate cravings like they are, which are fleshly by nature. Crazes of a nature that, like this, look at this, like an army carrying on a military campaign. Isn't that beautiful? They are waging war, hurling themselves down upon your soul. Throwing you down. throwing. Just like when you're throwing a ball. Yeah.
Okay, yes, arrojando.
Hurling themselves down upon your soul.
Arrojándose ellos mismos.
Holding your manner of life among the unsaved steadily. Look at this. You, holding your manner of life among the unsaved, steadily beautiful in its goodness. Wow! Isn't that just cool? Isn't that really neat? Read that out loud with me. Holding your manner of life among the unsaved, steadily beautiful in its goodness. In order that in the thing in which they defame you, as those who do evil, read the rest out loud, because of your works beautiful in their goodness, which they are constantly, carefully, and attentively watching, they may glorify God in the day of his overseer. Do you think the world's not watching you? Do you think people at work are not watching you all the time? Do you not think they're assessing you? Yeah. Perfect correlation with Jesus' prayer, isn't it? Okay. Things that are to be. Now, you're expressed. After his word came in you, you're expressed to do what? There you go. To light up this age. There you go. That's what we're here. Come on, you guys. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what he's asking us. Okay? To light up the age, you are expressing God's life in you. Because you're a son or daughter of God, therefore, you get what I mean? Okay, so the underlying part, your duty is to express God to this nation and this people and this neighborhood where you associate. Talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is he, right? Okay, Acts 1. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. We know this. That's it. Are we? That's what each one of us. Okay, we'll answer to the Lord, I think, for all of these things, don't you think? Okay, here it is. From Rising of the Sun. I love this. This stuck up with me for years. It's so true. The very message of the gospel itself is to prove. What's the next three words? To the people. There you go. You prove to those around you. Okay? Now, go out into the world. Now he sends missionaries. We know that. Apostles, okay, evangelists, but you go out into your world. And I believe in his sovereignty. Your world is the people around you where he places you. And he's asking you, your neighborhood, like Brother Branham said, do your neighbors know you're a Christian? Do they know you love Jesus? You know that you've. Do they know you've received mercy? We have a neighborhood there in Golden Valley, and when we moved in and our kids were little, we were the young people, and all the people around us were old. And now we're the old, surrounded by the young people. All the old ones have gone on. So the young people, our old neighbors, we would talk about the Lord. And some of them would come over and pray. And now it's hard with the younger ones. But we have neighbors on our left side, Laverne's house. They would never even hardly say hi, but I'm breaking ground with them slowly. It takes time sometimes, doesn't it? Unless you're David, then you just walk over and sit down and sip an iced tea and start talking. Yeah. Okay. The very message of the gospel to prove to the people he has risen. Isn't that beautiful? How simple is that? Go tell my disciples that I am risen from the dead, and I'll meet them to confirm this to them. Oh God, how in the last day there shall be light across the earth. And I'll prove to my disciples, go tell them, I'm not dead. There you go. There you go. Go tell. God is not dead. I'm alive. I'm not a tradition. There you go. That's a good one, isn't it? I'm a living Christ. I'll meet him. Take this message to my disciples that I am risen from the dead, the gospel, good news. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. Then he's quoting Hebrews 13:8. And he says, we're his beneficiaries are to prove. There we go. We are to prove. That's heavy. Ron, go out and prove it. How do you do that? Prove it. Prove it to your neighbors. Prove his life is in us now. The beneficiaries of his life. The life, there never was a life lived like it. He was the Son of God. And he died and that shut it out. But when he raised from the dead on Easter morning, read it out loud, would you? Underline. Then we, as his servants, are commissioned by him to go out into all the world and to bring this good news to what? Every person that he's living. And how can we do it? By word only. Word and life. Isn't that beautiful? That's a challenge. I accept that challenge, Lord. I mean it. Okay? All right. For it is written, the gospel came not in word only, but through the power and manifestation of the Holy Spirit to prove he is alive. There you go. All right. Again, the very essence of the message that was sent is he is risen from the dead. We, his beneficiaries, are to share this resurrection with him, draw benefits from this by proving to the world that he is alive. We cannot do it by word only. Now, I want to get into some scriptures because I got something, I think, to help us. Here we are. We know this. Matthew 5. We are the light of the world. We are, okay? We are the salt. That's what we are to be. To everybody around us, right? I want to get that. Okay. We'll go through this. We went through that. You saw my heart. Here we go. In this world of hopelessness, let others see hope in you. Okay. Right. Let them see it. 1 Peter 3. You know, give a ready, I think that's in there. Ready to answer for the hope that lies in your heart. Be ready. In this world of hatred, come on, tell me the spirit of hatred isn't growing all around you. Let the love of God shine through you. So he is challenging each one of us. God is. I don't want you locked up in your homes with the curtains drawn. I want you to get out where it's uncomfortable. I want you to get out with confidence that I'll give you what to do and what to say and what to speak. But you need to be out there for me. That's what he's telling us. In the world of hatred, let the love of God shine through us. Yeah. Okay, my dear brothers, if the Holy Spirit moves you to speak, speak. If he moves you to share scriptures, do it. Because everything is being led by the Spirit, right? If he moves you to be bold in the righteousness of faith, be bold for him. But let this all be the fruit of him in us. Him having the preeminence, right? Okay. Here, Acts 3. Now, open your Bibles there, because I don't have a lot of scriptures, but it's so familiar we really don't. This is Peter and John. And I want us to consider some things this morning. I want you to think, because I think this is going to help us. God, the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to them and it says, you shall be witnesses, right? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Isn't that what Jesus told them? He says, you shall be witnesses of me. Okay? So, they go out about their day, and here's after Pentecost. So they have the Holy Spirit, and they're walking out, and sometimes I think, this is me and you. Oh, boy, I better witness today. Oh, I wonder, what am I going to do? Oh, yeah. I want you to think about Peter and John that day. What were they doing? What were they thinking? Yeah, and here's what, I better witness. What am I going to do? Oh, what? I don't feel very strong today. Oh, I might be a failure. Oh, okay. What were they doing? Let's look. All right. Verse 1. Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. What were they doing? They did what they normally do. Right? What was in their mind? PJ? There you go. Go. Let's go pray. You know, okay, well, that's pretty simple. Okay. Look at the last line. Would you read it out loud with me? It was a normal day. Doing what was normal for them to do. Okay, do you think they went out, oh, I'm going to heal someone today. Oh, do I feel spiritual enough? Oh, maybe I better go back and fast. Well, I got to be a witness. So, what's the Lord going to do? I don't think they had a clue. It's that walking in the Spirit. Oh, I got to inject something here. My dear friend from Rapid City, Jim Bickett, called yesterday, and we were talking about the message and the word. And he says, you know, I looked up online and I found something from way back, some interviews with Brother Branham's mom and Mita, even when they were really young. And they asked them the question, did you understand what was going on? Did you understand this man? What did you understand about him? And they said, we didn't understand anything. It was so odd. He said, we would be in the house together. And I think this was Mita, right? Isn't that what he said? And even his mom, and they said the same thing. We'd be sitting around, and all of a sudden, he just gets up and walks out of the house. And we don't see him for 2 days. Have no idea where he went, what he was doing. And then later, we get news that somebody was healed from polio and walked out of their wheelchair or something. Isn't that amazing? That's Peter and John. All of a sudden, the Spirit speaks. And he didn't tell anybody what he was doing. He didn't ask for any permission. He didn't say, is it okay if I go? He just obeyed the voice of the Spirit and went. Isn't that amazing? David, let's be that way. It's just so amazing. So here, you know what happened then. Okay. They went to the temple. They were just going to the temple, and here's a man. Did they know that man was going to be there? He was asking alms. Then the Spirit of the Lord is on the scene in them, and the Spirit of the Lord says, look on us. Do you think that was premeditated, Pete? Couldn't have been. I mean, here you're walking along, and all of a sudden you see Ron, somebody on the street begging, and you look up to him and you would just say, look at me. Something would have to happen inside of you in a nanosecond, right? So we know what happened. But here's the thing. They all came up to him as if you're some great thing happening, right? If this isn't Pentecostal bait, I don't know what is. So go in your Bibles down. Okay. 11. Okay. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people, oh, look at this. All the people ran together unto Nate and Micah. Oh, look at, can I touch? Wondering what happened. Oh, how did you get this power? Look at verse 12. Read it out loud with me. And when Peter saw it, he answered and said to the people, you men of Israel, why are you marvel at this? Or why look you so earnestly on us as though our own power or holiness? What are you doing? What are you looking at me for? I was just walking along. I was going to the temple to pray, right? And this just happened. And I don't know why. Because he is in me. And I trust somehow he took over. And when he took over the situation. There is the true witnessing. Okay? You see that, brothers? You see that? There it is. That's what we want. It's so simple. It's just, you know, yeah. And here, read this out loud with me. Here's what happened. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do. I was just there. Isn't that exactly what Brother Branham said? I was just standing there when he came down, right? Did he plan it? Did he study it? Did he think, oh, I got to do this? No. He was just there and God came down. Okay. Go back. No, where you were, 13. I'm sorry. You had it up. Acts 3:13, I think. No, is that right? There you go. Let's read it out loud. Here's what happened. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of the fathers hath glorified. That's what happened. God glorified his son. God used me to his son. What happened? God glorified his son. That's the kind of witness I want to be. Right? God glorified his son. By the way, you killed him, but here he is alive, you know. There. I love that. Okay, now we can go back. Thank you, dear Philip. Okay, so We know what happened, and what I want us to see is that he who had taken up residency in them simply did what he wanted to do, but he did it through them. There you go. Is that the kind of witness we want to be? The one who takes up residency in us. While they were completely unaware of his plans, Peter and John didn't have any idea what was before them on that day. Read the bottom line, would you please? Together, they were simply vessels ready for the Master. There you go. There we are. Let's be that, okay? They're a truthful response. We read that, so okay. Acts 14. Open your Bibles there. Here's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Different vessel, different person. Paul. Okay. Passed through Iconium, went to the temple. Okay. Then he went to Lystra and Derbe, verse 6. Then verse 8. Okay. And there sat a certain man in Lystra, impotent from his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb. Same thing. And the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had something, who the man, who God, who took residency inside of Paul, said, hey, there's something in this man. Okay? Behold, he perceived that he had faith to be healed. Said with a loud voice. There it is. Stand up. He didn't all of a sudden get brave and bold and said, oh. He just listened to the one who took residency in his body and said, here I am, let me take over. And he did. Isn't that beautiful? Okay. Now, look at 11. And when the people, there you go, saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices. Isn't it interesting, brothers and sisters? People always love to magnify men. Isn't that interesting? And what does the true man of God say? Hey, you guys, what are you doing? It's not me. Right? There's the true witness. The true witness never says, oh, look at me. Oh, what a man of God. Makes sense, Daniel? Yeah. Okay. Read it out loud. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying, when the speech of Eliah, yeah, that one, the gods are come down to us. And they're like, oh, yeah, let us. Yeah, do you know what? Okay. Something in man that's not taken over. Man likes to be worshipped too, doesn't he? Yeah, look at the world. Okay. Then, 12. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker. 13. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's worship you. Oh, look at how great you are. Yeah, and would have done sacrifice. Goodness sakes. 14. Read it out loud. Which when apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of it, they did what? They did what? Why would you rend your clothes? David? Huh? Stress. Don't do this! Don't you dare worship me. And ran among the people, crying out, what? Why do you do these things? What is the next thing? We're also men of like passions with you. There you go. There's the witness. There's God in the world. There is God. I'm just submitting to the Holy Spirit. He directs me. He takes me over. And he shines through me. And he speaks things. Listen, He speaks things of me that shock me, and I would have never planned them out. I never would have, you know, studied this out. Oh, this is what to say in this kind of situation. No, they were simply taken over by God. Okay. I don't think the apostles and saints stressed out about what they had to do. Do you agree with me? Read the last part out loud with me. They just let their Lord do through them what he wanted to do. They were, again, like Peter and John, simply vessels of honor fit for the master. There you go. Let's be that kind of witness for him. Okay. Romans 16, we just got to... I would like to spend a whole service on this sometime. Okay. C.T. Studd, that gallant missionary to Africa and India. You got to read about him, Lenore. Look him up and look, and then you got to read what he wrote. C.T. Studd, S-T-U-D-D. Charles Thomas, I think. Yeah. And he talks about all the apostles, and then all of a sudden you have all of these believers, and he wrote a little thing on this. He calls all of us the et ceteras. There's Peter and John, and then there's the et ceteras, you know, all through the Bible. And he does a beautiful job because... Let me ask you a question. Okay. In the book of Acts, how many records of how many people doing miracles? How many people were used? Name them. First, Peter and John. Then Paul. Nate, who else? No, that did miracles. Raised from the dead. Marianne? What did the rest of the people do? They were believers who submitted themselves to the Lord. They were the et ceteras whose light shined out into the dark world and were light and were salt, just like me and you. Okay? Romans 16. Here's the et ceteras, and I just love it. And this is people like us. Okay? Maybe we don't know what miracles they did or didn't do, but it's not recorded of them. Okay? But they were lights. Look at this. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is in Cenchrea. Receive her in the Lord as become a saint. And she has been so helpful to me, I want you to help her. That's what he's saying. That's a life lived. That's showing out to the world that he's alive, right? Look at what my life is. It's my life is serving his children, and as we serve his children, we serve him, don't we? Verse 3 and 4, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ. Look at verse 4. Read it out loud with me. For who for my life laid down their own necks? Isn't that beautiful? Unto whom not only I give thanks, but also the churches. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? There's another gospel that says where they hazarded their lives and they put themselves in danger. Likewise, greet the verse 5, the church in their house. Salute my well-beloved, Epaenetus. Hey, we always say, oh, I can't wait to get to the other side to meet Paul and David and Moses. What about these guys? Huh? I can't wait to meet Priscilla and Aquila and Phoebe and Epaenetus. Let's sit down by the river of life. Tell me about the mercy you received from the Lord. Tell me. How about, look at what it changed your life. And look at what your life shined throughout to that whole region, right? Oh, hold your hands there. Go to the first chapter. Hold it at 16. And just go to this verse. 1. Yeah, Romans 1. Verse 8. Read it out loud with me. First, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Isn't that beautiful? That's lights. Okay? And that's what I want to say to you, to all of you. Okay? Your faith is abroad. I love you all so much. Thank you for being a witness for our Lord Jesus. Thank you for standing up for him. Thank you for being the oddballs. Huh? Thank you for not participating or wanting to in the things of the world. Thank you for being sanctified by truth. Huh? Thank you for letting him shine through you. Thank you for being a faithful witness to him. Let's go on to read some more of these, okay? 6. Greet Mary, our beloved, who bestowed much labor on us. There you go. Why did she do that? She was filled with love. She was filled with Jesus. Huh? What did Jesus in her do? Let me help my brothers. Let me help my sisters. Okay? 7. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen. So somehow, relatives, and look at that. Fellow prisoners. How much did they believe? I'll believe I'll be thrown in prison with you. Yeah. Who are of note among the apostles, but they weren't apostles, who were also in Christ before me. Oh, I can't wait to sit down by Junicus and Andronicus and Junia. Okay. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Oh, yeah. Then he's my beloved too. Won't that be fun to sit down and hear his stories, huh? Wow. 9. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ. How did he help him? We don't know, but he did. And God remembered him. Huh? Hey, let's go have a picnic with Amplius today. Love the Lord. Salute Urbane, our helper in Christ, and Stichus. Stachus? Stachys. My beloved, I have a self-pronouncing thing, but I don't know all those little tiny marks all the time perfectly. Okay. Salute Apelles, approved in Christ. Okay. He's in the Bible. How did he know he was approved? And how did he approve him? But he was. Huh? Was he a light? Was he a witness for God? Salute them which are of the Aristobulus household. Yeah, let's be together. Salute Herodian, my kinsman. Greet them of the household of Narcissus, which is are of the Lord. How can a guy be a name with Narcissus and be good? Did any good thing come out of Narcissus? Love it. Yeah. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa and who labor in the Lord. There you go. What did they labor? Where did they go? What did they say? What did they do? We'll find out someday, right? Salute the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Oh, yes. And salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. And salute, Asyncritus and Phlegon and Hermas, and you know that he knew them all. Look at it's like going down the road. Hey, greet Marianne and Lenore and Janelle and right? Oh, how they labored in the Lord. Oh, they shined out for me in this dark world. Oh, Lord. Remember how we started out? Jesus is praying for those who your lives touch. Bring it present tense to us today. You love him? Thank you. Musicians, would you come? Beautiful things. Just be a yielded vessel. Be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Let Him do what He wants to do through you. Let Him speak. Let Him shine. Let Him love. Let Him bring hope. There you go. Okay. Now, last week we sang this, but let's sing it again. Shine on me, but then let's sing Shine Through Me. Is that legal? Can we do that, Nate? Okay. We have to be careful on those things. Shine through me. Stand up, would you? Let's shine on me and then shine through me. Thank you for shining out for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for being a light to Him. I know that you are, and I know that you do. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? You know, Jamie tells about people at work, and all of a sudden she's talking to them about the Lord, right? Yeah, look at that. You know, Sister Virginia, you work. Hey, one of these days I'm going to call up Daniel. I talked to him. Was it last week, Daniel? I said, I called you in the evening. Oh, Brother Don, I just got off of the phone. I've been on phone with Bible studies to people in Kenya. Look at that. Yeah, you should listen, talk to this brother. Oh, I'm doing YouTube to the people in Mexico, you know. See, God spreads His word. He gets it out. And let's all have that light. That's, Lord, this is what You asked me to do. Huh? He lit me to light. He lit me to light others. He let me to be that light. That's okay. Shine through me. Let's sing that. Shine through me, Lord. Shine. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't have to be deep. You don't have to go to your neighbor and say, let me tell you about the mysteries of the seals. Huh? This world is so black, isn't it? You guys see it all around your neighborhood, don't you, Laura? It's dark, right? You know? It might be something as simple as, hey, you look, I'm sorry, but you look like you're really down, and you know that there's hope. You know there's, if you call on the name of the Lord Jesus, He'll help you. Huh? Just be simple, but be a light for Him. Throw a seed out. Talk Chevys, right? Talk chickens, whatever it is. And then throw out a word. If they don't accept it, go back to talking chickens. But at least, listen, by talking chickens, talking Chevys, they know that somebody in this world maybe shows a little bit of interest in them, that their life matters. And you know what? In this life, people just need to know that they matter to somebody. Right? Somebody cares about me. And if we can just do that, okay? One more time, shine through me. Shine through me, Lord, shine through me. Let the light of the lighthouse shine through me. Shine. Oh, Janelle did it. She got the words up there. Hope we're not being sued. Shine through me. Okay, Brother Juan, would you close for us?
Let us be the lighthouse.
Amen.
So that people can see and be guided to the light that's shining through us. But not coming to us, but coming to you. Let it be, Father. Be with each and everyone here present, Father.
Amen.
Let them go out, different person, thinking about the reality of who you are,
uh-huh,
and that you are living inside of them, shining through us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that. Blessed be your name. And we ask this, Father, in the name that is precious and above all name, Father. That precious name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Todas felices de las madres.
Have a very blessed day.
Que tengan un muy bendito día. Los amo a todas.
This is. We got this saying in the Hoffmans. It's like a little kid with a well-worn little stuffed toy that I loved you to pieces. You know, I love you all to pieces. God bless you. Yeah.